This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's This Week in America, 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. With Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, that's next.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Back with us on This Week in America, acclaimed holistic health and lifestyle expert, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Dr. Susan travels internationally as a frequent radio and television talk show guest and motivational speaker. She's also the author of many books, including Uplifted, A Hug in a Mug, and just released this week and already a much-celebrated gold medal award-winning book for children of all ages, and also young at heart adults, Joy and the Butterfly, The Magical Garden. Refer to her website, SusanSmithJones.com, to find out how to get personally autographed copies of her books. Susan, congratulations on this tremendous honor. Looking forward to talking about Joy and the Butterfly later on in today's conversation. You know, whether it's a new year, new season, or new month, anytime is a good time to make better choices about improving your health. One of the best ways to bring wellness into your world is to decrease the level of stress you experience on a daily basis and rejuvenate your body and life. Sounds like a daunting task, but really very simple with 10 surefire tips Susan will discuss with us on today's program. Now, with her practical suggestions, you can rejuvenate your body from head to toe, inside out. In other words, whole body, high-level wellness is now within your reach. Get out your pen and paper. You'll want to take plenty of notes on today's discussion. And with that, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Rick. It's great to be with you again. And I think besides calling this show all about rejuvenate, because we'll use the letters, the 10 letters of the word rejuvenate as an acronym, I had to be pretty creative to do this. But it's also all about a blueprint for healthy living, body, mind, spirit, all for all ages. So I want to make it really practical with our visit today.
I like that a blueprint. That's exactly what this is. Everything is going to be laid out for you. Of course, more information on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. If I recall, starting off Rejuvenate, an acronym, I think we'll start with R. What do we have in the R category?
Yeah, well, R is for revitalize and refresh. So when I talk about this, I wonder, are you feeling bogged down at all? And if you are, you want to build breaks into your day from sunrise to bedtime to refresh, to reset. And keep in mind, because I think most of us use computers, just as your computer can freeze up or be sluggish when you're running too many programs, your mind and spirit can get worn out from too much mental multitasking and engagement with technology. In fact, you and I were just talking about this before we started
yes.
the show. It's okay to unplug now and then, and at least press the reset button. And before you turn on your smartphone in the morning, be sure to welcome that blank slate of the morning with time set aside for nourishing mind and body. And you and I have talked about this many times before, and that's that the first 40 minutes of the day establishes the tone. So if you can set that alarm 10 minutes early to follow your inner guidance here and allow for some mindful reflection in the morning, because the quiet of the morning makes it the best time for getting organized for the day, reflecting on goals, planning your to-dos, and this may sound a little prosaic, but make sure you make your bed, because studies have found that making the bed
yes.
each morning will boost your happiness. Make sure you have a healthy breakfast. And then what happens? You go through the day, and maybe it seems hard to reset yourself, take that reset break midday, but doing so, in addition to the morning, supports mental health, your mental health. And by the way, scarfing down your lunch in front of your computer doesn't count. You want to plan, let's just say, a 10-minute break between meetings for a quick walk around the block, or maybe meditating. You want to connect with your inner self and do a self-check-in to see if you're staying on track with the goals and ideals you reflected in the early morning. And then similarly, to put the day, you know, in wraps here, you want to build time at the close of the day for connecting with yourself and taking stock of your day's events. Instead of falling asleep like many people do, mindlessly in front of the TV, make an hour before bedtime a sacred hour, if you can, or a sacred 30 minutes in which you unplug from technology. Maybe you can take a soothing bath to calm the mind, and promote healthy sleep, because by adding in these protective times throughout the day, Rick, morning, midday, and evening, by adding these in, it will help you revitalize and refresh and will make a big difference in your overall well-being.
It's interesting. I used to think I'm going to set aside an hour, maybe an hour and a half, that sacred time at the end where I can just do whatever I want to. I'm going to like mentally escape. Now I'm down to about a minute and a half of sacred time before I go to bed. That slips back up there. And you're thinking, if I'm not really focused on work, on achieving something, you're falling behind everybody else. I'm going to be labeled as a slacker. And you really, as you mentioned, really do need that time. You're more productive if you take those breaks. And I love that first 40 minutes of the day. And you can imagine the first 40 minutes sets the pace for the day, how the day is going to go. If you oversleep 15 minutes, you're pretty well done for the rest of the day. So it's important to have that time in the morning where you can relax and get things together. And you've talked about it for years on the program, and I'm seeing it all over the place now. One of the top things in mental health, the getting started, is making your bed. Something that simple can get you off on the right track. I don't know why I got off on that, but let's go back to the acronym we have where we're all the way up to R. What do we have for exercise?
For the letter E. The E is for exercise. So we exercise for vitality. A lot of people come to me quite often. Probably the three biggest things are depression, how do I lose weight, and how do I sleep better? Those are still always for decades. But to maintain weight and fitness and also reduce stress, physical activity must be a top priority. Now, everyone's different when it comes to the time of day that's best to exercise. But I will recommend, and all the experts agree, that the best time for you is simply when you can commit to it most consistently. I always like to tell people, walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. And morning exercisers, like I always am, tend to be the most consistent because our habits, you know, of exercising in the morning make it so the distractions of the day don't interfere with following through. And when you get your workout over in the morning, and I know you like that too, you eliminate the possibility of flaking out on your cardio after a long day of work.
That's the nice thing.
And not only that, early exercise helps you earn your breakfast and gets those endorphins flowing first thing. So whether it's a morning yoga session or a walk around the neighborhood or a quick trip to the gym or maybe some sit-ups and push-ups at home, exercising before work gives you that boost of energy for the day. And that promise you this, that pile of paperwork at your desk will be a breeze after 300 ab reps. And if that sounds too ambitious, you know, even a quick 15-minute set of push-ups and stretching can help, and a few little crunches can help you feel invigorated for the day ahead. And those who are not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the thought of a 5 a.m. jog around the block, don't despair, because a quick run or walk or a quick gym trip on your lunch break is also a great way to sneak in some midday cardio. Because exercising after work, if you don't do morning or midday, can also be a healthy opportunity to blow off the steam after the day's frustrations and burn off some of that cortisol in your system triggered by daily stresses. But here's a little important caveat. Just make sure you don't exercise too close to bedtime, you know, within 2 hours. I always say 3 hours is best, but if you did no exercise and it's 2 hours before bedtime, you can get something in, do it. Because exercise raises your heart rate and body temperature, which can interfere with restful sleep. So no matter what time of day you choose, keep in mind that exercise is a bedrock of vibrant health.
We're talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The topic is Rejuvenate and Shine. All the information, much more, on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Like I'm going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We're up to Jay now, and you've got to join the breakfast club. And my thinking is, this is not a place where you sign up and you buy 10 breakfast sandwiches, you get the 11th free. I'm sure that there's more to it than that.
No, you got that right. And our mom was always right, too, because breakfast is indeed the most important meal of the day. The word breakfast literally means, as many people know, breaking the fast from the night before. And breakfast actually will jumpstart your metabolism. You see, your body needs to be refueled for the tasks ahead of it during the day. And studies reveal that those people who eat a healthy breakfast will make better choices throughout the day and have a much better handle on controlling their weight. And by the way, rushing out the door with only a cup of coffee in the morning to fuel you will set you up for low blood sugar and may cause you to give in to unhealthy cravings and eat more calories to compensate during the rest of the day. So, in fact, research shows that skipping breakfast is more likely to result in a weight gain than a weight loss for that very reason. So make sure that for breakfast, for example, you consume something that's got some good protein in it, because it gives you more staying power than sugars and starches. So definitely consider skipping the donut and maybe opt for something, you know, even if you're in a hurry, even a green smoothie where you add a little extra protein powder, put a lot of greens in it is good. Whole grains instead of refined cereals in the morning will help power you throughout the day until lunch, like oatmeal, millet, quinoa, other high-fiber cereals are also good choices. I always go for, because it's so easy to make, and I always have greens in my house. I like to make green smoothies. They don't taste green. They look green, and they're so delicious. And then to finish up this little tip, remember what I said right at the beginning, and you brought up again. The first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone. And including a healthy breakfast in those 40 minutes not only puts your metabolism in a prime state, which is good, but also establishes a theme of healthy nourishment that can be continued throughout the day. And whether you enjoy breakfast, maybe reading the newspaper, some people still do that, watching the morning news, chatting with your kids or spouse, or alongside your cat or dog, the meal is a chance to connect before heading out into the world. And if you're always rushing in the morning, maybe you prepare the meal the night before. Maybe you set the breakfast table. Even a quick smoothie that you can make the night before, guzzled in the car in the morning, is better than no breakfast at all. And in my book, A Hug and a Mug, I give you lots of good, delicious, nutritious, easy-to-prepare breakfast ideas, and over 100 recipes for throughout the day, but breakfast. And I give you a recipe for chia, basil seed, flax seed pudding that takes, and it's delicious, high fiber, sounds funny, so delicious. It takes 60 seconds to make it the night before, and it's ready in the morning because all the seeds have absorbed all the liquid. Anyway, so go for breakfast, everyone.
We all know people who brag about, I don't eat breakfast, and then you go to lunch and they supersize everything. It's like, I don't think you're really ahead of the ball game here from a calorie standpoint, but have a good breakfast. All these tips and many more on Dr. Susan's website. You'll also find the books that will give you all the information to help you through all of these, all of the points. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about utilizing nature's healing power. We've got so much power within us that we really need to tap in many sets of in many circumstances. We do that with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones after these messages. Stay tuned. Coming right back.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're back This Week in America. Topic today, 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit using an acronym for the word rejuvenate for whole body wellness. Our guest, of course, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, website susansmithjones.com. We're up to the U, and this is a very important one. They all are, but this is really, I think, important for many people, utilizing nature's healing power. Talk about that, because we're equipped to fight a lot of these problems we have within us, aren't we?
Yes, and going out, and this has to do with going outdoors and being in nature. And I know most of our parents and grandparents said to us, go outside to play. I say, go outside to play and pray. And in studies I've read for years, because I love being out in nature, my favorite thing to do. In all my research for years and in my own observation with myself and others, the more time we get to spend outdoors in nature and appreciate the beauty and the blessings of God's splendor, what I've discovered, and studies back this up, Rick, the more compassionate, forgiving, and kind we become. And I'd say in all my decades of hiking, not only here in Santa Monica, Brentwood, where I live in West LA, but also worldwide, I just can't ever recall meeting a cranky, mean-spirited, or cantankerous hiker. All of the people I pass on the trails are friendly and amiable. So, and studies have shown that when you're out in nature, it releases endorphins and serotonin from your brain that make you a happier person. It will boost your mood. You breathe in the healthy, they're called negative ions in the air, that absolutely will elevate your mood and all the cells of your body when you spend time in nature, as opposed to indoors and surrounded by technology. When you're outdoors in nature, it changes the vibrational rate of your 30 trillion plus cells in your body. So, and maybe you can't get out to hike, and maybe it's just not possible because your day is too busy. But if you have a home, and if it's possible, if you have a backyard, make it enjoyable with flowers and plants and create some beauty outdoors. You can also bring indoors plants, beautiful green plants and flowers. You could have a little fountain in your home so you can hear the bubbling water. It is very, very healing to be out in nature. And I told you earlier, or did I? Henry David Thoreau, when we talked about exercise, Henry David Thoreau said that an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. And he's talking about walking outdoors. Ralph Waldo Emerson, these are my two buddies here.
Yes.
He said many wonderful things, but regarding nature, he said, adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience. You learn patience when you're outdoors and you study the nature around you. Maybe it's a local park. He also said, nature always wears the color of spirit. I always feel closer to God and my guardian angels and all the goodness of life when I'm outdoors in nature. So that needs to be part of your blueprint for healthy living.
So, Dr. Nature, just remember that, and you'll feel a whole lot better getting outdoors. We're doing today Rejuvenated, the acronym, going through things that we can all do to rejuvenate and shine. Next up is visualize your day ahead.
Yes, and I'm really big on looking at the end result in your mind's eye, creating a mental movie of a goal as it would look like if it was already achieved. This is called visualization. And Albert Einstein once said, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. I love that.
Yes.
Visualizing success and positive outcomes can help prepare us for the real thing. And decades of research back up Einstein's insightful sentiment. And in fact, athletes who visualize shooting baskets or hitting a hole in one significantly boost their performance in real life competition. Visualization, studies have shown, can actually improve motor skills. So if visualization can make that much of an impact on human performance, imagine what it can do for you in your everyday life. Research has shown, Rick, that visualization can enhance motivation, increase confidence, and prime you for success. So let's just say, practically here, are you worried about an afternoon presentation? Visualize yourself successfully completing your talk, and you may be pleasantly surprised by how much easier it is to stand up in front of your audience when that time arrives. Visualization can also come in the form of positive affirmations, like you would say either silently to yourself or out loud, I am competent, I am strong, I am successful, whatever it is, I am grateful, I am healed, I am blessed, I am happy, I am peaceful, I am calm, or maybe going to sleep, I am sleepy. But affirming oneself positively is a way of imagining you as your best self. And for me, in the morning is the perfect time to spend some quiet time visualizing, because after I do my early morning prayer and meditation time, I then will always take a moment to visualize my day ahead of me, focusing on the successes I will have. It always helps the day go a little bit more smoothly. So keep in mind that even a minute of visualization and positive thinking can help improve your mood and your outlook. And in my book, Uplifted, I have in one of the chapters, I write about the power of your words and visualization, and I give you over 100 beautiful affirmations. You could pick one out every day to memorize it and say it throughout the day, and you'll see your day is just getting better and better. So good for mental health.
Information on our website. The book is Joy and the Butterfly, The Magical Garden. And yes, butterfly is the word with two T's. That's how we'll conclude. That's how we'll wrap up the program today. There, I knew it was a word. I knew I could come up with a word that has two T's in it. Susan, always a pleasure. So much fun. Let's do it again, okay?
Let's do it next month. Thank you so much, Rick.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.